Good evening. The time is now 5 o'clock. The Warwick Finance Committee is now in session. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on November 6th, 2023?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. On to PCR 122-23. Bid one, item one is bid 2024-262, purchase and installation of two new Mercury 300XL DTS engines. Good evening, directors. Please identify when you come up to the microphone.
Beverly Wiley, Director of Parks and Recreation.
I apologize, Director, Mr. President.
We may have just jumped the gun a minute or two early.
Oh, I apologize. Solicitor Walsh, please.
I think we may have jumped the gun a minute or two early. Would you mind revoting the minutes and then proceeding?
Certainly. May I have, per request of the solicitor, may I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on November 6th, 2023?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good job.
Thank you. So once again, we are on PCR 122-23. Item number one, bid 2024-262, purchase installation of two new Mercury 300XL DTS engines. Director Wiley, continue. Thank you.
Yes, Beverly Wiley, Director of Parks and Recreation. Parks and Recreation and the Harbor Master are looking to purchase an installation of two new Mercury 300XL DTS engines, the cost of $59,959.62 from CL Marine Incorporated. And I have the Harbor Master here to answer any questions.
Thank you, Director. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
We've now come to the part of the bid package. Of all items that are $50,000 and less, or I'm sorry, less than $50,000, so I will call on members of this committee, members of the council, and then members of the public. If there is a particular item you would like to pull for discussion, I will begin. I am going to pull bid 2024-288 per request of the sponsors of this bid. That is item number 15. Thank you. Any items that members... Thank you. The committee is good. Is there any items that members of the council would like to have for discussion? Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes. I just lost it. Item number 8-2024-051. From MIS.
Thank you, President. Is that all, Mr. President? Thank you. That is found on page 39. The President requested item 8, which is bid 2024-051, MIS computer hardware and related equipment. To the Council, are there any other items that members of the Council would like to pull for discussion? Councilman Lattisaur.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to pull item number 3, found on page 6, 2024-083, Bravo.
Yes, sir.
Item number 4, 2024-200, Bravo, found on page 15.
Thank you.
And item 2024-201, Bravo, found on page 25.
That's item number 5?
Correct.
Thank you.
And that's all.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the council that would like to pull an item for discussion? Are there any items on this bid package that members of the public would like to discuss? Are there any items on the bid package that members of the public would like to discuss? Thank you. So we will go in order. So for the record, we will start at items number 3, then the 4, then the 5. And then we'll get to the final item. Then we'll get to item number 8, And then we will go to item 15. Thank you. So first, we'll do bid 2024-8083 Bravo. That is DPW rebuilding and or rebuilt exchange transmissions. This is a request for additional vendors. This is found on page 6. Good evening, Christy. Please identify.
Good evening. Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, Christy.
Good evening.
I don't have any questions. I just want to put it on the record that I object to this item. And I have in the past, and I will continue in the future, objecting to this process where the department is adding on vendors when vendors didn't bid. These are also vendors that oftentimes have bid in the past. I think this is a very bad precedence. I think it's bad business. It's encouraging people to not bid, where vendors, for whatever reason, choose not to bid. And I think it's also putting the vendors who do bid at a disadvantage. This makes zero sense to do this. And if that's the case, why don't we just get rid of the bid process altogether and just go out and buy whatever you want from whomever you want? Because with vendors who are not taking the time to bid, I will never wrap it around my head that they should be considered for doing business on that particular item. So that's where I am on that one, Mr. Chairman. And by the way, I would like a PCR on that number, please.
Okay, there was a request for a PCR on bid 2024-083 Bravo. I will ask for the PCR and then we will continue discussion. Madam Clerk?
I'm sorry, what is that? Thank you.
For the record, bid 2024-083 Bravo, rebuilding or rebuild exchange transmissions with the additional vendors is now PCR 123-23. Are there any further questions, comments from members of the council? Are there questions, comments from members of the public? May I have a recommendation by this committee on PCR 123-23?
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Next is bid 2024-200 Bravo, repair parts for snow plows to add additional vendors. This was requested by Councilman Lattisor. Let the record show that Christy from the last is still up. Christy, just identify if you don't mind.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you so much. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. My position is the same on this. I'll be requesting a PCR on this item as well. Once again, I do not think it's in the best interest of the taxpayers or certainly vendors who are taking the time to go through the same
comments as well that you're repeating. So the same comments as the first one.
There might be something I want to add to this that I didn't include in the other. Is that okay?
Are you going to call for a PCR? Then I would like to call for a PCR. Give me a moment.
You can call.
Is this now PCR 124-23?
I have not.
Excuse me, councilman. You asked for a PCR. I'm getting you a PCR. Please do not interrupt the committee.
Go ahead,
Madam Clerk, is it now PCR 124-23? Thank you. For the record, bid 2024-200 Bravo, repair parts for snow plows to add additional vendors, is now PCR 124-23. Councilman Lattisor is stating the same comments as the previous.
Can
Councilman
I finish
Lattisor.
My comments, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, I just said Councilman Lattisor.
Oh, thank you. So, as I said, I think this is just an unfair practice that has developed recently. I don't recall this happening, at least to the degree that it's happening now. And it's unfair to the vendors who are taking the time to do their due diligence, to put together the numbers, submit an official bid. And then we just arbitrarily appointed to someone else who didn't do that due diligence. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Are there any member comments, questions for members of this committee? Comments, questions from members of this council? Are there any comments, questions for members of the public on PCR 12423, formerly bid 2024-200 Bravo? May I have a motion from this committee on PCR 124-23?
Move favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next is bid 2024-201 Bravo, repair parts for sand and salt spreaders, additional vendors to be added. This is found on page 25. DPW representative, please identify.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you so much. Councilman Lattisor.
Request a PCR on this, please.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, may I have a PCR? One moment, I'm sorry. For the record, bid 2024-201 Bravo, repair parts for sand and salt spreaders, additional vendors to be added, is now PCR 125-23. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. I won't bother boring you with my reasoning for objecting to this policy, this procedure, call it whatever you'd like. Thank you.
Thank you. Members of this committee, are there any questions, comments on PCR 125-23? Members of the council, are there any questions, comments on PCR 125-23? Members of the public, are there any questions on PCR 125-23, formerly bid 2024-201 Bravo? Thank you. May I have a motion on PCR 125-23?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you so much, Christy. Next is item number 8. This is bid 2024-051. This is for with MIS. Computer hardware and related equipment. This is found on page 39. Director, please identify.
Phil Carlucci, IT Director.
This was requested by Council President McAllister. Council President, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Looking for some clarification. This is ARPA fund expenses, correct?
Expenditures. That is correct.
And you're asking for an increase to the award. How'd the increase come about?
The increase amount is for $10,719.05 to the original bid, which is our normal PC procurement refresh program that we do each year. It just uses the same set of vendors that are on the state bid that we go to. We obtain quotes from them and take the lowest quote for the current what's available.
Great. So no service delays or anything like that is continuing to roll.
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, Mr. President. Any further questions from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public on bid 2024-051? Thank you.
Thank you.
Finally is item number 15, bid 2024-288. That is with the police department, shipment of firearms. That is found on page 57. Good evening, Major. Please identify.
Good evening, Major Andy Sullivan for the police department.
Thank you. And the reason why I pulled this was out of your request. Your request is to have a PCR assigned to this item?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Clerk. For the record, please, per request of the department, bid 2024-288, shipment of firearms, is now PCR 126-23. Major, could you please explain the request for the PCR?
Okay, so the day we sent these firearms off through FedEx, we were provided a receipt. Late this afternoon, we received the actual invoice, and there was a $350.13 increase in that price. We began to explore how this price discrepancy was accounted for, and we learned that the shipping that they do at the FedEx location is an estimate. It's a best estimate that they can provide at that time until they can fully calculate the size, dimension, and weight of these 23 individually packaged rifles. Looking back at the receipt that they provided that day, it does have that disclaimer attached to it.
Thank you, Major. So we're on the same page, and for the record, you are requesting to take this amount requested of $4,342.03, increase this bid $352.13 to a total of $4,694.16.
That's correct, sir.
Thank you so much, Major. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? May I have a motion on PCR 126-23 with amendments?
Move favorable action.
I'll second that. All those in favor? Aye. May I have a motion as amended on PCR 126-23?
Move favorable action as amended.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, what was the new amount on that?
Yes, sir. Councilman, the new amount is, and just for the record, I'm going to repeat a few things. Thank you. Formerly bid 2024-288, shipment of firearms, is now PCR 126-23. And the new amount is $4,694.16. That is an increase of $352.13 from the original request of $4,342.03.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions, just for good measure, from members of the council and committee? Further questions from members of the public? Thank you. The time is, correction. Yep, got to do that. So I apologize. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on November 6th? Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Thank you. May I have a motion on PCR 122-23, resolution relative to bids?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. On to the committee meeting. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on November 6th, 2023?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Council President, and everybody for your patience. Next is PCR 121-23, a resolution relative to issuing requests for proposals for the American Rescue Plan Act community projects. This is requested by Council President McAllister. Council President.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. This is kind of a rolling item when individual wards want to put in their requests for using of the neighborhood ARPA funds. I have some at this time. I'm taking the idea from Councilman Gephardt, and going to have three. I would like to put in for three of the speed signs, if you will, and I'm going to put them by the three schools in and around Ward 7 at Robinson, Greenwood, and Cedar Hill, strategically placed around there. As we all know, speeding is an issue in our city and in every neighborhood across the city, and these seem to help. And so I'm putting in this request, and I believe we have another councilman who also has a request that is part of this as well.
Yes, sir. Councilman Lattice, sir, would you please also like to make some comments on this PCR 121-23?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So, excuse me, I'm requesting the solar powered flashing signs that I recently had done at Sandy Lane to be put in at the Warwick Neck Avenue location, Lenox Avenue, which is at the Warwick Neck School.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any questions from members of this committee? on PCR 12223. Questions, comments from members of the council? Are there any questions, comments from members of the public? Please, up to the microphone and identify. Oh, one moment. Director Carlucci will turn on for you.
Okay, Ann Sheridan.
Thank you.
I think those signs are fabulous, and there's quite a few more. It would be helpful if there was a speed limit sign that was either attached to them or before them, because it's great to know how fast you're going, but people that don't know the neighborhood don't know how fast they're supposed to be. So, just a thought.
Thank you so much. Yep. That's a good point. Councilman Gephardt.
No, I was just going to say that's a good point. So I think, you know, these are up now. They're brand new, collecting feedback. I'm also told that there's some programming that can be done on them to indicate when you're over and other things like that. So consider this. We'll iterate on these. But yeah, good feedback. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Further questions, comments from members of the public? Further questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. May I have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Now the time is 5:20 and the Finance Committee is closed.
The next committee to meet is the Public Properties Committee, but that cannot take place until 6:40. So we will see you back here at 6:40. Per the council rules, we cannot start early. So we'll see you back here at 6:40. The next committee that's going to meet is the Public Properties Land Use Committee and Community Affairs, and that can take place at this time. I'd also like to make a note that we do have public comment later this evening, and there's a sign-up sheet on the podium. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 6:41 p.m. First up, we have acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on November 6, 2023. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we have five items on the agenda. We will take them in order. The first three items we intend, or rather, it is our standard procedure to refer for a public hearing in front of the City Council as a whole. So if you are waiting to comment on those items, they may be heard in front of the City Council as a whole after 7 o'clock. So, first up, we have PCO 21-22, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick to implement the comprehensive plan by changing the zoning of certain residential properties to open space, City of Warwick petitioner, citywide, multiple locations. This is Council President McAllister on behalf of Mayor Picozzi.
Thank you. I request a move to a public hearing.
Do we have a motion?
Motion to move to public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second, similarly, we have PCO 23-23, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, Glenn Taylor and Mary Miga Taylor, petitioners. This is Assessor's Plat 365, Lot 166, also known as 49 Arnold's Neck Drive. Council President McAllister.
I respectfully request we move this to a public hearing.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Motion to move to public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And third, we have PCO 24-23, an ordinance amending Appendix A, zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick to conform with procedural and substantive changes in state land use laws, modify land uses and districts, and delete superfluous sections codified in the State Building Code. City of Warwick, petitioner, citywide. Council President McAllister on behalf of Mayor Picozzi.
Thank you. I respectfully request we move this to a public hearing.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Move to public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. And now this next one up for second passage is Councilman McElroy, PCO 20-23, an ordinance amending the City of Warwick zoning ordinances, Selco Partnership, DBA Verizon Wireless, applicant. This is Assessor's Plat 332, lots 396, 397, 402, 403, and 470, also known as Winter Avenue off of Loring Avenue. Councilman McElroy, do we have a recommendation?
Yes, I request a favorable action, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Let's see. First, do we have any discussion, members of the committee?
No.
Thank you. I'll briefly state that this was previously heard for first passage, where it was passed. Any comment, members of the council? Any comment on this item, members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion for second passage?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Favorable action, second passage. Last on the committee agenda, we have item 5, PCR 85-23, a resolution dedicating, forgive my pronunciation,
Chippewanoxit.
Thank you. Chippewanoxit Point as a municipal public trust pursuant to Rhode Island General Laws 45-36.1-1 et sequitur, and having conservation restrictions pursuant to Rhode Island General Laws Section 34-39-1 et sec, Assessor's Plat 221, Lot 94, also known as 25 John Wicks Avenue. Councilman Gebhardt.
Yes, thank you. Request favorable action on this resolution. This is the second, or do you want me to pause?
You can go.
Okay, thank you. This is the second usage of the public trust enabling legislation in Ward 9 to preserve historic parcels. This particular parcel is beautiful, coastal, a tremendous amount of history. There've been military uses there. It was the home to to manufacturing related to military purposes, battleship assembly, Bostitch Corporation, and under the Chafee administration some years ago, this was slated for a condo development. DEM got involved and ended up being purchased by the city of Warwick through, you know, great lengths that folks as part of the administration at that time went through. Currently, aside from just being open space, there are no permanent protections over this parcel. So the goal of this resolution is to leverage the public trust doctrine and to shore this up for future generations. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion, members of the committee? Any comment, members of the council? Council President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to commend my colleague, Councilman Gebhardt, on bringing this forward. I grew up right down the street from this area here, and lots of bike rides and walking down there. It's a beautiful area, and I think this is a really good use of using that municipal public trust that I believe this is the second time that you brought something like this to us. So I just want to commend my colleague on his good work on this and open space. Thank you.
If I may, I'll just make one other comment. I received a call from Jonathan Stevens, who was Warwick's planning director from 93 to 99, and he was heavily involved in the acquisition of this property. So he sends his regards and supports our actions here tonight.
Spoiler alert, he's here.
Oh, where are you? Thank you.
That's great to hear. And I think that this is also an excellent use of this legislation to preserve these lands. Let's see. Any further comment, members of the council? Hearing none. Members of the public, feel free to step up to the podium directly in front. And please introduce yourself for the record and for the viewers at home.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jonathan Stevens, Planning Director for the Town of Cumberland and formerly Planning Director for the City of Warwick from 93 to 99. For the record, personally or professionally, I'm in support of this measure, although I think you got to be very cautious in the way you apply this. And because in Cumberland, we have an issue with the monastery where this doctrine has been applied, and it's precluded us from doing what is necessary for public institutional and recreational use. But in this case, I'd say it's very difficult to turn this property into a development. It's got a wetlands alteration permit that would be required, and it's fine the way it is. Just for the record, and I was talking to Vinny about this, is this parcel was approved for 50 condominiums and 52 slip marina in the 80s. And it was tied up in court by Save the Bay. So credit to the advocates. It never should have been approved by the planning board to begin with. And so there was some anxious property owners that contacted the Chafee administration early and said, can we sell this to you? And so we negotiated hard. We got the Nature Conservancy to kick in $175,000. DEM wasn't involved, but we were able to acquire the property for $485,000. And then we found out there was a cloud on the title. That took another year, but it's a terrific accomplishment, and no thought was really given to rezoning it or putting a limitation on the development. Yes, it's an accomplishment that 30 years later, it's great to see you take this action. Thank you.
Thank you.
Richard Langseth, Budlong Farm. I just want to support Vinny's efforts about taking down no parking signs in the area, and that as the city moves forward with this, have adequate parking for the people on street. I would appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Mr. Langseth, there is a nice small parking area down at the entrance to this open space. There's actually a nice walking trail through, and the Wildlife and Conservation Commission has gone through and tagged trees with signage, so you know what types of trees there are. I think there's 20 or so signs. It's great for the kids. Bring them through and show them the trees and all that. There's not much opportunity nearby for street parking. This is a the way this I don't know if you're familiar with the neighborhood, but the streets are pretty narrow around, but there is a fair sized parking area for probably 8 to 10 cars down there. So it's very accessible.
Right. Well, I think the city should take an effort to make as much on street parking available as possible.
We agree. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Jane Austin, Chair of the Warwick Land Trust. I also just want to very briefly say that we very strongly support this effort and appreciate Councilman Gephardt's actions in this case and the support of the council going forward. I think hearing Mr. Stevens talk, it gives a little indication of how long it takes, actually, if you're trying to preserve something in this city. You have to plant a lot of seeds early on and then tend them for a long time. So it's very good to see this coming to fruition. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Stevens arguably did the hard part, which is the pulling together the $400,000. We get to do the free action here tonight. of passing the resolution. So, but thank you, Jane. And I'm remiss in not mentioning earlier that the land trust did provide us with a letter of support for this as well. So thank you to the Warwick Land Trust for their support.
Any further comment, members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
This concludes the City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs. The three items moved for public hearing will be heard on the agenda after 7 o'clock. And in the interim, there is a sign-up sheet for general public comment up to 5 minutes that is at the podium. Someone has to sign up before 7 o'clock. And that sign-up is not necessary if desiring to comment on the items being heard as part of the public hearings this evening. Thank you.
Comment that is for any individual would like to speak on any type of issue affecting the city of Warwick. And then we do have those three public hearings where you do not need to sign up. You can just come up when we call you up to speak on those. And we will take those in the order of that they are listed on the agenda. So we will see you at 7:00. Thank you.